Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Dave Archer joins us on Wednesdays at this time to talk Falcons. Arch, how are you?
Good up, Dave.
I'm good, fellas. How y'all doing?
Doing good. Obviously, still kind of unpacking what happened on Sunday and with the bye ahead and what needs to get fixed and all that. I agree with what he said, and it's the right thing to say, but Raheem said Sunday, we won't let this loss define us. How would you define that loss, though?
Well, it wasn't good. There's no question. I mean, it doesn't take 5-beta Kappa to figure out that he didn't play very good. In a lot of areas, virtually all the areas. You know, the one thing you can button up is Younghoe Koo looked fine. You know, Younghoe knocked through. So everybody was worried about Younghoe Koo can throw that in the trash heap. He hit one for 41 and 51. He's the only guy to do anything for you. As far as trying to figure out what went on and stuff like that, I do think you can define some of it because of what happened defensively with some of the guys that weren't on the field. I do think that the Dee Alford injury was huge. They don't really have a backup nickel. There's not really somebody can do that. Now, as it turns out, they may have found one. Natron Brooks, I think, is a guy that needs to get more opportunities. He's a guy that looks like he's got a two-way go, and by that I mean, you know, that's a hard area to cover. Randy will tell you that, you know, those nickels, you know, as a corner, you can use the boundary as an extra defender to a certain extent. But as a corner, as a nickel, you've got a two-way go. You got guys going in motion. They're off the ball. You can't really jam them. That's a tough place to play, you know. And I thought that Atlanta got touched up in the middle of the field a good bit, throwing the football. You made life really easy for Bo Nix. Bo Nix really settled in and had a – by the way, I'm in an airport, so just so you know, I just want to let you know.
you getting started on your bye week early,
Dave? Bye week vacation.
Oh, yeah, I'm headed to Phoenix, baby, to go see my son.
Oh, that's right. That's nice.
But anyway, so I thought that could be defined by some of it. Now, that doesn't help you on the offensive side of the football. There's no question about the fact that there's some stuff they're going to have to work through and try to get figured out. I mean, Denver was a team that you knew defensively could rush the passer. So it was going to take, you know, a good bit. And I thought Zach was really good early on. I thought that, and I don't know whether they took some of it away, but I don't know if you noticed, Randy, some subtle little motions where you'd have a tight slot to one side of the field and you'd motion the inside guy outside of the guy that was already outside. And all of a sudden they tried to bump coverage and guys freed up. That's how Drake caught that pass down there close that got him all the way down. You know, Drake uncovered because he motioned outside and then ran the slant back to the inside. You got him the football, and he got all the way down to 5. Now, unfortunately, he was in illegal motion. He sort of turned upfield too early. And that's another thing that they're going to have to really settle in on. And I know you guys have the sound. Jesse Bates, I thought, was pretty good after the game. Jesse talked about how, you know, we've got to, you know, sit down and think about what we have been doing wrong that we can eliminate. And they're doing some things to themselves that their opposition isn't doing to them, that if they don't fix them, then it's going to be a long 6 games.
Dave, when you talk about, you know, the bye week and getting, like you said, we just played Jesse Bates' clip when you talked about before we had you on and everything. And what, as a coaching staff, and I'm talking about Rob, because they ain't going away. They're going to sit here and try and fix this thing. What's the first thing you think they need to do if you're sitting in that coaching meeting room trying to express to the coaches what the first thing we got to do to get this thing right?
Well, defense, there's, you know, you're looking at two different sides of the ball, but defensively, you've got to make things a lot less or a lot more complicated for the quarterback.
Right.
When you can turn and throw a screen to the outside and the guy is virtually untouched for 10 or 15 yards, that you got to change that. Now, again, some of that might have to do with guys being banged up. Mm-hmm. I think Landman and Caden Ellis deserve Purple Hearts. I know both those guys are playing you know, and then they're not going to say anything, but I know they're not playing at anywhere near full strength. Maybe 3/4 strength. So their ability to run and then make plays when they get there, I thought that was evident in the game. I think they're worn down because they don't have a lot of depth there. JT Bertrand's been on the IR been out of play with the head injury, and of course Troy Anderson hasn't been available. So you've been really thin at linebacker. Those guys are taking virtually every snap. You're trying to sub in, you know, a defensive back or something to play kind of that nickel linebacker spot. But those guys are running on empty. So this week comes perfect for them to help heal up and maybe get their minds refreshed and stuff like that. But the first thing for me, Randy, getting back to your question, would be you got to find some way to make a quarterback uncomfortable. And now, obviously, the obvious thing is to rush the passer. Well, you've done some of that. You haven't been overly successful with it. Obviously, the numbers would indicate that. I do think they've pushed the quarterback off his spot more than people are willing to realize. Now, they didn't do it this weekend against Knicks, but he got really comfortable. Too many easy, quick, easy throws. That would be something I would address, is to try to take some of that away, make him hold the ball longer, and help the pass rush out a little bit. On the offensive side of the football, there's no reason why you shouldn't be operating. It's stupid penalties, holding penalties, hands in the face, something like that, that have been derailing their drives. Yeah.
Dave Archer joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, reacting to the game Sunday and looking ahead to the six games after the bye. You kind of hinted at some of it there, Dave, and I know we don't know. We'll have to see when guys get back and where everyone's health is at. But just kind of from what you know about what some of these injuries are, who would you expect to be getting back after the bye week?
Well, I think Bertrand should be close to being ready to go. The Troy Anderson one is interesting because, you know, they – kind of got Troy back to the spot, and then if I'm sure Randy saw, you may have saw it too, Andy, he gets in the second half there, and the only place that New Orleans made in the second half of the game two games ago was they ran a three count screen to Kamara to the right, in the right flat area, and Troy had him. Troy was on him, but he threw a little shake on him, and I think Troy hurt his, you know, re-injured, or at least to a certain degree might have re-injured his knee that has been just kept him out for the last couple of weeks. And I don't know where that is. I wouldn't even profess to know. Those guys are not in that realm, but it certainly seemed like it limited. He didn't get back in the game after that. So they're running it now. You know, is Rashawn Evans a guy they've signed and then not signed and then had back on? That's a guy that led you in tackles 2 years ago at over 150 tackles. Do you need to, you know, sign the former Alabama Crimson Tide member to get him back on the field so you can rotate some of those guys in? Or they're going to have to, you know, they're going to have to go find somebody. But I feel like those guys have yeoman's work. They've played their rear ends off, but I just think they're out of gas right now.
Dave, who needs to be more active on defense? And I mean, when I was saying get active on defense, and on offense, who do you think needs to get involved a little bit more?
Who do I think from a personnel standpoint should be on the field more?
No. I'm talking about needs to get active. It's go time now. This is about, I know all of them, but if you can give me like on offense.
I know you're talking about Matthew Judon.
Yeah.
I thought Judon has been active in the last couple of games. I think that he's had some push and been around the quarterback. So I think that there's been some of that. But, yeah, he's going to have to turn it up. I think that Evan Cady, all those guys, well, you can point to one guy defensively. You know as well as I do, it's about 11 guys playing together in the back end and the front end, and they all have to turn it up. I don't think one person changes things. They have to turn it up. On the offensive side of the football, I mean, it's probably going to fall on Kirk. Mm-hmm. You know, Kirk's going to have to take it to another level. We've seen what he can do and certainly saw in his career, and we've seen it this season. But he's had some moments where they've struggled around him a little bit, and he's going to have to be the beacon that they're going to look at. He's going to make great decisions. You're at the point now where you've given, there's no more mulligans. You know, you've got a two game lead essentially, one game lead physically, but two games essentially because you've beaten Tampa twice. But you can't give any more away. You know, and you've got two probably playoff teams coming up next.
Yeah. Right, right.
Arch, we appreciate it.
Safe
enjoy the time in the desert.
Safe travels, Dave.
Thanks, guys. I'll see you later. Take care.
Dave Archer there, Falcons radio network analyst, former Falcons quarterback every Wednesday at this time. And look,